Hello, this is 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 792, and we're almost ending the series to start another one, and I trust that you have been blessed indeed. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold. That's 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also received and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." Always pause yet, so you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures." So we've been looking at the death of Christ. We've looked at the various events that led to the death. We are now on the spiritual aspect of it. We've gone to Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And I've said so many things about that, prioritizing. And then we are in Mark 11, where Jesus cursed the fig tree, the disciples came back and said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead." And Jesus said something profound. His response was Mark 11:23. He said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So that has been what we have been looking at. And now I was talking about Abraham. And I said Abraham needed to mix the good news God had given him. Remember what Hebrews says? We have read that when we went to Hebrews. And we realized that the words they heard, they did not mix. Hebrews 4:2. They did not mix the words they heard, the good news they heard, with faith. And I've taught you how to mix the word you hear with faith. M-I-X. How to mix the word you hear with faith. And I've told you what the mixer is. Just like you have a spoon and you mix your beverage or your tea, whatever. You use your tongue to mix. You have to say what God is saying. And many people have a problem with that. So listen, when I say that, I feel like I'm lying. Prophetess, I feel like I'm lying. Look at me. I'm trailing purpose. I'm not doing so well in school. I mean, if my parents even heard the grace I'm hearing now, they'll collapse. Something bad can happen. I don't know what to do again. Listen to me. Abraham was a father, assumed father, and he had believed God for how many years? 24 years. Continually, that God will give me a baby. Then God comes and says, "Listen, I'm going to force you, or I'm going to compel you to be able to have this miracle." And it means you on earth, a human being on earth, will have to now respond to what God, the good news God has given you. He says you'll be the head and not the tail. Is that not what the Bible says concerning you? You will be the head and not the tail. He says that if you need wisdom, James 1, he said, ask God who gives liberally, and God will not withhold wisdom from you. So if you have issues with school, you have issues, something you're doing, and you say, "No, I don't know what to do. I don't know, protest. I don't know what to do. I mean, hot waters. I don't know what." Don't just sit down and keep saying, "I don't know what to do." And then you find out that you don't know what to do because your tongue is leading you. Your tongue is leading the way. Your tongue is the mixer. It's mixing for you. Whether it is fear, I've told you already that when you are in fear, you are in the reverse. It's like your vehicle. You have put it in reverse. And if I come to push you, I'm only pushing you in reverse. Anything that happens, you are in fear, you are in reverse. And I've told you what fear is. F-E-A-R. False events appearing real. They appear F. False, E, events, A, appearing, are real. So they appear real, so as if you can't do anything. But when God came to Abraham, God said to him, "You are no longer Abram, you are Abraham." So we read from Romans 4. All this is in Romans 4. If you like, read the whole of Romans 4. But verse 17 says that, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, And what is the other thing about God is that God calleth those things which be not, those things which are not manifest yet, those things which are not manifest as though they were. And somebody said, prophet says, but how do I do that? You see, the mistake people do is that I am at a certain level and I'm calling the things at my level. I'm calling the things that are not manifest at my level as though they were. So when you hear me say, okay, I'm also going to... No, you have to start from your own level. You need to start. Maybe you need to start with your car, with your electricity bill, with your earring that you can't find. You have misplaced your earrings. I don't even know where... You begin to call your earring as though it is manifest. Because the earring is here, I have my, and it's like everything is showing that you can never have it. You can never have those earrings. You say, I have my earrings. That is how you start from your level. Don't rush into my level because I've lived a certain way and I am talking to you from this point. So where you need to start from is to start from your level. Start from your level. You begin with small things. Small thing, something is missing, you can't find your SIM card, you can find this or something. You begin to call that thing as though they were. Call it. Call it. You can't find your charger. Call it. That is how you practice. So I was having a meal and a bone choked me. The bone went into my throat. I'm telling you, in the afternoon. I tried everything possible. This bone refused to. Listen, it's not a joke. The pain. I tried everything. Then I said, why am I struggling? I'm going to call it out. Why am I struggling? I mean, because I could feel the bone. You know, it's like if I use my hand, I can be able to remove it. My husband, he said, okay, now take something solid. Swallow it to push the bone. That's how we used to do. I did all that. The bone was not coming. Then I began to call it. I said, in the mighty name of Jesus, this bone is out. But when I said it is out, it was like, God helps those who help themselves. It's not a scripture. I began to help myself. The more I helped myself, the more worse it became. Then I said, why am I helping myself? Who says that God cannot miraculously make this bone? What is the name? Oh, forget about it. I will not do anything. So I stopped everything. I went to lie in bed. I was just relaxed. I said, hey. And the pain, I said, hey. I know this bone is out. This bone is out. I can envisage where I was. I was just by my fridge, walking up and down, up and down, up and down, saying these things. Then I went to lie down. My mother even called me. She said, what's happening? Why are you so quiet? What? I said, mommy, I'm okay. I didn't, because she's not with me. She's out of the country. I didn't want to now frighten her. So I just kept quiet. It was when I was talking with her, I just came to the kitchen. As I was standing there, I said, it just was, why don't you do this and do that? As I picked the thing to do it, the bone was out. Oh my God. You know, some of these small, small things, they will help you. They will lead you. You will be so excited and instantly there's a boost. You go to the next one. You go to the next one on the ladder. Before you know it, you are calling big things that are not manifest as though they were. You are so blessed, Romans 4:17. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.